Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Which rookies can you trust and which ones will bust? We'll talk about it next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Dan Schneier. We're talking about the rookie class for 2023, and there are some big names here. This is one of the most touted tight end classes of all time. We've got two top 12 picks for running back. We had four wide receivers, and obviously, first two picks in the draft were quarterbacks. So the potential for a lot of difference makers this season among the rookie class. But the thing you have to keep in mind with all rookies, well, maybe not all of them, maybe not Bijan Robinson, but most rookies, you're going to have to exercise some patience. You know, it might not be week one that you can trust all these guys. But Dan, what I want to do is we're going to start with one rookie that you trust this year. Who is it?
Well, I don't want to take the low-hanging fruit and go with Bijan Robinson. I want to expand this a little bit. And
he's the free square on the bingo board.
Right. I mean, everybody knows that one. I'm going to go with Jordan Addison, the wide receiver who just drafted the Minnesota Vikings out of USC and formerly of Pitt. The reason I like Addison so much is because of the offense he's joining. Kevin O'Connell, one of the pass-happiest offensive play callers in the NFL, a really good play designer as well. There were open targets and there were opportunities for Adam Thielen last year, but I don't think Adam Thielen was playing at the highest level that he had been in the past. Addison is a much better receiver, in my opinion, right now than Thielen is at this point in his career. He's going to get open. He's going to give layup throws for Kirk Cousins. And if teams play the Vikings like they had toward the end of the season, like some Giants, for example, did, which is constant bracket coverage on Justin Jefferson the entire time, that's a really good spot for Jordan Addison. So I really like Jordan Addison.
Yeah, he is, when you look at the consensus rankings, Jamie has him 36, Dave has him 33, I've got him 32. Heath has him already as a top 30 wide receiver, however. He's got him 27th. And you look at the situation that he's joining. The Vikings drop back to pass on 61.2% of their plays last season. That was the fifth highest in the NFL. There's some concern, I suppose, that the defense could be better than 28th and they won't throw as much. But look, Kevin McConnell is going to play a ton of three wide receiver sets. He's going to throw more often than most teams, I think it's confident to say. And so, yeah, there's a chance for Jordan Addison to just step on the field and earn 120 targets right away. The only thing I guess I would point out is just he was cited for speeding the other day, going 140 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. That was earlier this week. We don't know if there's going to be any kind of punishment for that, but obviously that is something worth noting about Jordan Addison. Now let's go to a rookie who you think is going to bust this year.
Bust is interesting. Maybe I'll go with Anthony Richardson here, even though I don't think he's definitely going to bust. I think we're getting a lot of the upside already baked into the price now that I see him creeping into the quarterback 11, quarterback 10 range in some drafts. I think somebody took him as the ninth quarterback.
In the drafts we're doing with our group, he's going like eighth or ninth. It's like Trevor Lawrence goes off the board and Anthony Richardson's right after him.
Yeah. And I just think there's a little bit too much risk based into that profile with the idea of, yes, he's the most athletic quarterback to ever enter the NFL. That's cool. That's impressive. But can he keep the passing game in rhythm and on schedule? And if he can't, we're not going to see a lot of offense. We're going to see a lot of punts. We're not going to see a lot of scoring opportunities. Yes, he could get a floor with the rushing upside, but that won't be worth the eighth or ninth quarterback selected off the board in a deep quarterback class. So just think there's a little bit more risk baked into his profile.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of saw it with Justin Fields last season, what the floor and the upside can be with a very, very limited quarterback. But Justin Fields was also second all time in rushing yards for a quarterback.
Right.
Anthony Richardson could do that, it's asking a lot. And that was, it wasn't like Justin Fields was a top three quarterback when he was doing that. He was more consistently like fifth, sixth, seventh. Right. So it's still like, there's got to be some passing skills there.
And you saw the floor too, right, Chris? The beginning of the season before Fields was let go and allowed to rush, it was he was scoring 6 fantasy points, 8 fantasy, right? So it's like, don't let him to run Richardson like Fields, I don't know.
And we know with Jim Irsay, there's a lot of pressure to win right now. I mean, this team does things. They hired Jeff Saturday as their head coach. They do things. I don't know if those things are good all the time, but they do things. And they have a pretty good backup in Gardner Minshew. So I do think there's a chance that if Richardson struggles early on or just Minshew gets the job out of camp, that this team could be competitive with Jonathan Taylor being the focal point of the offense. And he's like QB 15 in NFC drafts. Love that. That's phenomenal. When you start to get it where you have to take him as your starter, that's when it gets a little scarier. I will go with a quarter or a pick that I think has some bust potential as a rookie. That's Dalton Kincaid. I get the arguments for him that he's going to be, you know, potentially a starting slot option for the Buffalo Bills. And maybe that's enough to overcome the rookie tight end struggles. You know, rookie tight ends historically very rarely make an impact for fantasy because they're ostensibly learning two positions. You got to figure out how to get open, run your routes, but you also got to be a big part of the blocking. And so if, you know, Kincaid's not going to be really lining up in line and taking part in that, maybe it streamlines the process a little bit. But I feel like we could get to a point where he's being drafted as a top 12 tight end, and I don't love that. So that's another potential bust. And why don't you really quickly give me one more rookie you like drafting this year?
One more rookie I like drafting a lot is Zach Charbonnet in the rounds 9 through 10 range. I just see a nice path here for Sharbs. If he can win that red zone role and the passing down role, which I think is well within the range, reasonable expectation there, he's going to be the one scoring those key opportunities there. You want the guy who's getting the catches. You want the guy, especially in the red zone. So I like his talent a lot anyway, coming out of UCLA. He's one of the best film, in my opinion, the best film on Bijan Robinson, the entire class, including Jahmyr Gibbs. So I just like buying in on the talent and potentials for the situation to be good.
All right, that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back next week with training camps reporting for every team. We'll see you then.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.